The Chemical Reporter.
Hi, it's me again, Jeff, the Chemical Reporter. Today's question is, what does it mean when people talk about hard water? Hard water sounds like white and flaky showerheads, encrusted water cookers, or stopped-up pipes. Although the clear water that comes jetting out of the faucet might look soft and innocent, it contains substances that can turn pretty hard. Not convinced? Just let a little water from your sink evaporate in a glass. It leaves a thin, chalky white film behind that chemists call calcium carbonate. Commonly known as lime, calcium carbonate is a very popular building material in nature. The shells produced by mollusks and shellfish are made of it, as are the coral reefs. There are even entire mountains that consist mostly of the stuff. So how does the lime get there? Well, the water in your faucet has generally been on quite a journey. If it seeps through layers of limestone along the way, then a little bit of calcium dissolves into it. Naturally occurring carbonic acid in the water is responsible. When lime dissolves in water, it acquires a new name. Then it's called calcium bicarbonate. The amounts of this dissolved compound present in water are largely responsible for whether it's considered soft or hard. By the way, in chemical terms, calcium carbonate belongs in the family of salts. But it's nothing like the cooking salt that you find in every kitchen. Instead, it's the salt form of carbonic acid. Salts have several typical characteristics. They form crystals, for example, which result from what are known as ionic bonds. Ions are electrically charged atoms or molecules. In their solid state, they don't move around at all. Instead, they are drawn to each other and form firm, rigid ion frameworks. But individual calcium carbonate molecules can be dissolved by the carbonic acid present in water. It can crack the bonds that tie the crystal together, and the released molecules begin floating freely through the water. To determine the hardness of a particular sample of water, you have to find out how many calcium ions are in it. If there's a lot, then the water is hard. If there aren't very many, then it's soft. Hard water leads to calcium deposits, and it doesn't clean things as well or as thoroughly as soft water does. That's why water is generally softened for cleaning purposes. Many dishwashers, for example, have what is known as an ion exchanger, where the calcium ions that make the water hard are exchanged for sodium ions. Sodium ions are present in sodium chloride, normal cooking salt. That's why if you live in an area where the water is hard, it's a good idea to throw a little salt in the dishwasher from time to time. Not long ago, if I may get personal here for a second, when I belly flopped off the high board at the local pool, I made the unpleasant discovery that water can be hard in more ways than one. Oh, there aren't any softeners that can help with that though. I just have to try to work on my entry. Time to hit the road, but thanks for joining me and see you again soon. Until then, this is Jeff, the Chemical Reporter, signing out.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.